What's up, K-State Nation? This has been an interesting morning already. This is another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. But I'm going to keep my mouth shut on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Welcome on board. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast here. As I'm recording on Friday, folks, January 17th, 2025. It's already been an interesting morning. Already dealing with people, but anyways, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And of course, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast as well. All right, so I'm gonna get into it real quick. It is the postcast of women's basketball last night as K-State hard fought win again for the ladies once again as they bumped the winning streak to 13 last night. Great crowd on hand in Brams Coliseum out there last night. A strong showing out there as the Cats fought off the other Wildcats. The Battle of the Wildcats go to K-State. The ladies, 11th ranked in the country, 62-47. Serena Sundell, we had another impersonal achievement last night in the person of double S as squared. Serena Sundell now. I'm going to skip to that. Serena Sundell now surpassed the 15,000 point mark. Now she's currently at 1,507 points in her K-State career, becoming the 14th player in K-State history to reach this milestone. Also, Tamira Poindexter. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Tamira Poindexter also was in double digits last night as well. 12 of 25. This is actually a stat that I pulled off real quick before hopping on this podcast. Poindexter now, last three games, 12 of 25. That's almost 50% shooting from downtown in this basketball game there as well. Yeah, K-State, by the way, still unbeaten in Big 12 play. I'll pull up the Big 12 standings here in a few moments. K-State, 5-0 in Big 12 play. 18-1 in 2024-25 this year. Ayoka Lee did not even score. I'm going to put up a box score here on my other tab here. Ayoka Lee, I read some of the tweets from the women's basketball lead person last night, getting caught up with what happened last night. I did not watch this game. I did not watch this game last night. Getting caught with some of the transcripts, the beat writer for the K-State Women's Basketball Program, and shout out Manhattan Mercury. It's rare that I do this. I don't know how long the beat. I'm gonna keep him unnamed right now on the podcast. But I was just catching up a little bit. Ayoka Lee did not even score, I believe, until late in the fourth quarter. I'm gonna double check that stat right now. But K-State did work in the first half there. Then Arizona made a run in the third quarter. Last couple of postcasts on here, I talked about K-State putting away teams in the third quarter. They didn't do that. Arizona hung around. Arizona outscored K-State 16-11 in the third quarter. And then K-State, though, closed them out in the fourth quarter, 15-6 there to win this basketball game here. Let me see, Yoki, yeah, only 6 points of the night for 5-0 in 20 minutes of action there. Serena Sundell played the whole game. She played the whole game. Serena Sundell, 16 points, a steal, a block, along with that historic night, reaching the 15,000 mark. 8 assists, 4 rebounds on the night for Serena. 7 of 15 shooting. Tamir Poindexter on the night, 5 of 11, 4 of 8 from downtown. And I mentioned that stat, 12 of 25 last three games. She was 50% shooting last night from downtown in the game. And, yeah, Sundell and Poindexter once again leading the Cats to victory in this one. Also in the score. And also, shout out, how about the game from Casella Sanchez? 9 points off the bench last night, a steal. Let me see, 3 rebounds there. She was 3 of 7 from the field in 15 minutes of action. Also seeing action, Kennedy Taylor, Taryn Sides, 25 minutes off the bench, 6 points. And I would probably guess that Both of those came up with threes with Zachary Wright on that. 2 of 5 from downtown there as well. Imani Lesser saw action. 13 minutes of action. Kennedy Taylor almost said it again. I stopped myself from doing that. Kennedy Taylor, 7 minutes of action. There, Eliza Mulpin, only 3. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III, Kansas State, the Battle of Lady Wildcats. Wildcats, your Purple Nation. K-State Wildcats. Get it done over Arizona. K-State, 11th ranking in the country, 62. Arizona, 47. The bump, the longest winning streak for K-State, the 13. I don't know who has the longest winning streak right now. But K-State's got to be right there behind some of them. Now, that's going to be something I have to look up later because I don't have time right now. I'm still trying to settle down myself. But, yeah, so Aoka Lee, 20 minutes. Diana Walker had 5 minutes. Back to Jalen Glenn. Only 2 points of the night for Jalen. Of 1 of 4 shooting from the field. 0 of 1 from downtown there as well. So this is what, this is again, got to come back to the same point. The same point that I've talked about up to this point, going back to last year. Eddie, I know what you're going to say for K-State fans that have listened, that have subscribed to this podcast. It was Casella's head chest night, last night. 9 points. You don't get help from Imani Lesser, Casella's head chest, whatnot. This could be a different game, but again, you know, anybody in this team, anyone on this team can go off on any given night. And that's what makes this team so fun and special and so dangerous. Dangerous for other opponents, but so special, so fun to watch. And kind of made a little, I'll say pack with myself. Again, there's still a couple games left. Well, there's still quite a bit left in the season as well. So, I'm definitely going to make plans to go to at least one game before the year is done there for the Slaves basketball team right now. In another stat, I don't want to try jinx Jeff Mitty, but 65-0 when holding opponents to 49 points or less. We have seen that at points this year from head coach Jeff Mitty and his team. So, that's something to also think about there as well. Let's see. We're going to stick with Serena Sundell here. Since Serena Sundell reached the 15,000-point mark, Jeff Mitty last night on Serena Sundell doing that, achieving that. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Quote, one of the things I've always appreciated about Serena is that she's a winner. When you have numbers like that, it means that there are moments in games where you just do whatever it takes to win that leads to those bounce starts. Some nights she might need to grab 10 rebounds. Other nights she might have to guard the opposing team's leading scorer at that position. Oh, but that's what the team needs. Serena has the ability to do all of that. Her ability to contribute in so many ways is a credit to her and, of course, to her teammates for the assist numbers that have to make shots in this year. We've been making more shots, end quote, there as well. So Jeff Mitty having Serena Sundell all 4 years. Fortunate to have in this day and age now, before the damn trailer portal, and Serena Sundell, Aoka Lee, the Clinton twins, even though Briley is redshirting this year, having the luxury to have this core and then putting the pieces around these guys, these gals together, it makes a whole damn difference right now. And that's what you're seeing right now. And I'll have more on this later on the podcast at some point, because I am going to record a little bit deeper dive. But, you know, Jerome Tang, you know, talked about building a national championship program. Well, right now, that card has to go to Jeff Mitty right now. That's all I got to say for that right now. Pulling up the Big 12 standings right now. Let me see here. And the battle between TCU and K-State continues. Both of them 6-1. Both of them 18-1. Arizona State next for K-State. for the K-State team going forward here as I try to put the time. Yeah, so K-State will complete the 2-game homestand at Bramlage at lunchtime, 1 o'clock Central Time against Arizona State there as well. Let me see. Arizona State Woo! Yeah, Arizona State, bottom half of the league, 2-4, 8-7 overall, coming in the Bramlets on Sunday afternoon at 1, tip off a little bit after 1 o'clock. K-State now, ladies, 11th ranked in the country. Bump up the latest winning streak, up to 13 with a big hard-fought win last night. Give kudos to Arizona. They're hanging in there, but at the end of the night, your Wildcats, your Lady Wildcats, behind Serena Sundell, Tamara Poindexter, get the job done. And another win on the board in 2024-25. For our Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast of found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Folks, we are moving and grooving and baking. We're trying to dodge people here at KC there as well. So, literally and figuratively as well. So, definitely. I was a lot hot. I was really hot before hopping on this podcast. And now trying to calm down here a little bit there as well. But definitely, we're on this weekend. So, definitely make sure you are subscribed. Like, subscribe to this podcast. Wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, on Audioboom. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast is Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Central California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. 11th ranked K-State ladies, 62. Arizona, 47. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.